This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Wednesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, as we bring you tomorrow's news tonight, right here from my Salem Media Group Tampa, Florida flagship station, and my Moss Family Automotive Studio, to great radio stations all across America, across the Caribbean, and around the world, too, via the internet and the satellite. And a special shout-out goes out to our active-duty military and veterans, along with a salute to our first responders, our EMS firefighters and police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. To everybody that's out there working tonight, doing whatever you're doing it, however you're doing it, wherever you're doing it, for whatever reason, thank you for keeping America moving along. And if you want to follow us on Facebook, all you got to do is go to the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. If you want to follow us on Parler, we're the Captain's America. If you want to follow us on Twitter, we're at Captain's America. And don't forget, our website is the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. Well, joining us to start on hour number one, the professor of politics himself, Kyle Warren. Good morning, Kyle.
Good morning, Captain.
Time to say the pledge. Are you ready?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands. One nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words, under God. Our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values, and we certainly understand it and hope you'll understand it, too, if you don't already. Well, Kyle, I want to say, first of all, a big shout-out to everybody that attended the Tampa Bay Trump Club tonight at Mugs. We had well over 200 people there, maybe 250, standing room only crowd, and Roger Stone was the main speaker. I spoke. Brooke Emery spoke. Colonel Jim spoke. Colonel Jim will be on in the morning, by the way, hour number four. And then we had some other people that spoke there as well. And, of course, it was a Christmas party for the Tampa Bay Trump Club, which may be why we had so many people. But Roger Stone was there, and he was very well received, talking about all the different things that happened to him and where he thinks that his future is going to be going. Now, we'll see what happens, but boy, he was run through the darn ringer for quite a while there.
Well, he certainly was. And, of course, the CNN, live on CNN arrest and everything was part of that.
After he had been a contributor on CNN and MSNBC, and there was another network he was on, too. I forget what it was. But anyway, he'd been one of their contributors, and they got the inside tip, and they showed up there to make sure that they got all that on camera.
Exactly right. Yeah, and then didn't they have frogmen?
They did.
Yeah.
They did. They had two boats, and they had frogmen in the water.
Yep.
All right. Well, anyway, that's enough of that. By the way, Beijing is bragging. There was a Beijing professor, epidermologist. An epidermatologist who bragged about at a college lecture that Beijing owns. Joe Biden.
Well, this is a video. I believe this one you're talking about. That it did really did go viral, and what they were talking about was the idea that there were people high up in business in America, American government, that they had some, you know, good designs on and influence over, let's say. And it was really kind of a, as you said, it was kind of a bragging kind of a thing. But it is a very, very concerning factor because, Captain, we just went through 4 years of the Russia hoax and all that. But here you actually have someone who's saying, look, we're trying to control things in the United States of America, and here's how we're doing it, and we're going to continue. So, I mean, this is of great concern. Now, it's maybe nothing new per se, but in this day and age, and with Biden and the Hunter Biden connections and all this stuff in China, it bears investigation.
No, and the Hunter Biden thing is by no means over. There's plenty going on there with that. We'll find out more, I think, in the days and weeks to come as Attorney General Barr leaves, and I think we're going to get a steady drip of information because I think that that's what's going to happen next. I just have that feeling that we're going to hear more about the Hunter Biden investigation.
Well, I do, too, because, first of all, it's very compelling. We know a lot about the laptop, and there's things about the laptop we don't know that evidently are going to start coming out or can come out soon. But what we've heard about this is that it can be very devastating. Now, of course, that in and of itself is bad, but then also you have these recent things coming out, Captain, for example, that somehow there was an office space and that there were keys issued, Hunter Biden requesting keys evidently for his father.
And his brother, his uncle.
That's right. So it begs the question, does Joe Biden know all about what his son is doing business-wise, or he doesn't know that? I mean, so, you know, it doesn't really, it just doesn't add up, Captain. That's the thing.
No, it doesn't. And, again, you just sit here and you just scratch your head and you go, and I understand this. We all know that the election, there was something really horribly wrong, went wrong with this election with the voting machines and the way things were done. I mean, the proof was in the pudding again today. Joe Biden was down in the suburbs of Atlanta, and he couldn't put 100 people together today.
Exactly right. You see, again, this is why everybody understands that you don't get 80 million votes and have the kind of response that Joe Biden had, right?
Nope, and it's obvious, and we get that, we understand that. We also know that we're on the losing end of what's going to happen here because they can't find a judge and a court to hear it. The Supreme Court doesn't want to hear this. We also understand that when it comes to the state legislatures, that none of them want to hear this. But as I spoke tonight, when I spoke at the Tampa Bay Trump Club, I said we need to get these state legislatures right. We need to get them under control, and they need to stay conservative Republican. We can do it. We got to start right now. Hold that thought. Folks will be coming right back. And yeah, I that's what I said tonight. I said it's the states that control this, not the federal government. They're the ones that control the elections in their states and who does what and how they do it. So we got to get the right people in at the state level. I'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
It's not over. Sadly, our nation is going through tough times again, with no end in sight, and nobody knows what might happen next year. That's why it's a good idea to plan ahead, so you aren't caught off guard. Nothing's more important than having enough food to eat, and we're here to help. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leading emergency preparedness company. We provide long-term emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage. When grocery stores run empty or disasters strike, our foods will be there when you need it most. Act now and secure at least a 4-week emergency food kit full of tasty meals that provide 2,000 calories a day. We have dozens of emergency food storage kits to choose from. When the government tells you not to go out, you can have the peace of mind that comes from being prepared. When you order from MyPatriotSupply.com, your food will arrive discreetly at your doorstep in no time. Prepare today. Time is short. MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Attention real estate investors. Do you need cash immediately? If you own one or multiple rental properties, you can use your equity to get cash out fast. The best part is we don't need tax returns or even a good credit score. At America's Loan Source, we are not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We make the decisions to loan you money and there's no limit how much we can give you. Some clients have gotten as much as $500,000 or more within days. Use the money any way you want. If you own one rental property or 100 and COVID has left you in a cash crunch, we can help you turn your equity into fast cash. Call now for details and close in as little as 10 days and get the cash you need.
800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. That's 800-507-6553.
Listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're listening to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, the Captain's America Third Watch, with host Captain Matt Bruce.
Thank you very much, Mr. Professor of Politics, Kyle Warren, and he did a really good job with that one. Now, this portion of the program brought to you by our friends over at Relief Factor. Remember, Relief Factor, it makes a great Christmas gift for one of your friends or relatives or neighbors or loved ones that is in pain and has been having problems with maybe arthritis or an old injury or something like that, and they just can't seem to get any relief, and they're taking a handful of ibuprofen or Aleve or whatever it is they're taking. This is an all-natural product that is not going to tear your stomach up. That's number one. It's the ingredients in this are turmeric, resveratrol, icarin, and omega-3. All of this is healthy. It's good for you. It's drug-free. It will lower or even eliminate pain associated with exercise and everyday living because it'll go right straight to the source. And I take it every day, twice a day. And once in a while, I've had to take it three times a day because of other problems I might have. Like I say, about 2 weeks ago, I had a problem with some swelling in another part of my body. And it got to where it started to aggravate me, and told the doctor about it. And I says, I'm going to try something different. I'm just going to take some extra Relief Factor and see if I can get rid of it. And I'll be damned. It went away. It went away just that simple by taking an extra dose of the Relief Factor, and I've been just fine since. Now, don't forget that this will support your healthy joints and muscles, too, help the healing process, but it is drug-free, supports a healthy response to inflammation, decreases the discomfort that you're in, and all you got to do is try that three-week quick start for $19.95, and it makes the perfect Christmas gift. Comes in a bag that's easy to wrap, or you can just give them to them in a bag and let them see what they they got, whatever works for you. The website is relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain. Go over there and send them the gift of being pain-free, relieffactor.com/captain. Okay, Kyle Warner, Professor of Politics, is back with us. You know, Kyle, Joe Biden, in my humble opinion, has got a lot of explaining to do about his son, Hunter, and all the stuff that's been going on. Because we saw the press conference. Did you happen to see the press conference today with Kayleigh McEnany?
I did not have that opportunity, no, unfortunately.
Well, she ripped the news outlets again for limiting their coverage on Hunter Biden and Eric Swalwell.
Right, right.
And they are limiting their coverage. They're not saying much of anything. They're giving it very little coverage. But when it comes to Daddy and his stuff with China, they're starting to play that up now because I think we know what they're up to. This is the beginning of the end for Joe Biden. They're all in on this. They're all in on this because they want, and the Obamas, who are the leaders of the pack here, and George Soros, they want Kamala Harris to be the first female president.
Well, I think you're right about that. I think that's exactly what the Obamas, I think that's maybe one of the reasons she was picked, and maybe one of the reasons why there was a lot of support and campaigning done on the Obama side. But, you know, Captain, even just for appearances' sake, don't you think that the media would talk more about Eric Swalwell with this damning kind of
thing? Well, it's a great story. It's a sex story, right?
Yeah, exactly. And Eric Swalwell, of course, you know, made his debut, as it were, with the whole Russia hoax thing, touting it on different cable networks and whatnot, anybody who would listen. And now here comes a genuine, actual scandal. You know, again, that bears investigation. Maybe it's nothing there, but at the very least, can you imagine if it was any other representative, especially somebody who had an R after their name instead of a D, this would be front page news all the time.
Now, just to show you that sex sells, here we go again. AOC, little old AOC, said, well, sex work is work too, and they should be paid well for it, because she was reacting to a New York City paramedic, a female paramedic, that posted for some racy photos and put them out on the internet for sale. She actually did do that. And AOC said, well, sex work is work too. They should be able to get paid for that. And she didn't even think anything about it.
Well, you know, gee whiz, I don't know how many women does she talk to about this kind of thing.
Who knows?
You know, because it's obviously there are women that I've talked to, obviously, they're not for prostitution.
Mm.
Yeah. they're not for it. I know that. And in other words, it's another one of these things that a politician will come out and say, maybe they think it's controversial. And
And by the way, we got to get another version of the Dems went down to Georgia. This one will have to be the squad went down to Georgia, because they were all there today.
Well, no kidding. That's exactly
right. And again, no big crowds.
Well, you see, exactly. And so are we going to believe it? Is it just everybody staying home because of COVID, or is it because they really can't sell what they're selling? It doesn't really sell itself, and that's why it seems like you have to be able to rely on shenanigans in order to really make a dent in the elections. It's going to play out, of course. And now, Captain, of course, this is the important thing. I heard the number earlier today that the GOP has listed about 4,000 poll watchers that are going to be in Georgia.
More than that.
Yeah, watching this election. And this is going to be, there's going to be so much scrutiny there that if there are shenanigans that are tried, hopefully it's going to get shut down and at the very least minimized to the point where it's not going to be successful.
Yeah.
But we're not going to see, I think, the repeat of November 3rd.
I was told tonight by my Republican attorney friend, who's been on the program a number of times, Amanda Mackey, she said that there's 20,000 poll watchers and poll workers, Democrat and Republican, right now to work this election. 20,000.
Wow. See, now that is really incredible. And again, see, November the 3rd this time around, that changed the calculus for everything now. Not only politically because of the stakes that we have, but also because now we know what the tricks are, we know what to look for, and we know that we can't simply you know, quote unquote, trust in the system that it's all going to be okay. You're going to have to. It's, remember what Ronald Reagan used to say. I wish I could remember the Russian phrase that he used, but he spoke it in Russian, talking about with the Soviets, and it was trust but verified.
Yeah.
And that was Reagan's mantra in dealing with the Soviets, and maybe this is the same thing for elections at this point.
Well, we certainly can't trust Stacey Abrams and what she says. I have 1.2 million. Absentee ballots ready.
Well, and
that ought to scare the bejesus out of you.
Well, exactly. And they better be ready to match the signatures, and they better be ready to prove that these are real people, and so on.
And that's the thing. And instead of giving them conditional ballot status and allowing them, if they can't verify any of that, they don't count.
Well, exactly. So, you know, they were able to sail one by here pretty good. Hate to say, but at the very least,
well, that's because the courts wouldn't listen, and the legislature wouldn't convene, and the governor wouldn't convene them. None of that stuff. And again, if that's not going to happen, then we're stuck with the result, whether we like it or not. We are stuck with the result.
Well, that's exactly right. That's exactly right. And a lot of people, and I'll say this just real briefly, that a lot of people, of course, are downhearted about it.
Yeah, they are.
But you know, Captain, you know, you and I were talking just before the program, and you're going to keep fighting the same way.
You bet.
I'm going to keep fighting the same way. We are going to be here, and we're going to persevere through this whole thing.
You bet we are. And by the way, Dan the Man is calling in. He's going to get caught up in a break. So, Dan the Man, you're going to have to hang on because we'll take you on the other side of the break there. So just hang on there. But the thing of it is I'm not going to change anything I'm doing. I'm going to be just as tough and just as rough as I've been on what's going on out there. That's what they expect me. That's what my networks expect me that I'm on to do. And that's exactly what we're going to do. And it's all about we the people. And we the people have to understand that we can control this situation. We've got to control these state legislatures. We've got to stay in control and certainly at least keep a majority of them, because election reform has got to be number one on the top of the ladder. And people go, well, it's not going to happen. It is if we control the legislature.
Well, that's right. If there's a constant drumbeat and the people really make it their business to make that change.
Yeah, and let me tell you something before we run out of time and have to go to this hard break we're coming up on. Up in upstate New York, when I lived up there, we did have election reform. We did do some things, made some changes to the elections while we were up there, and the Republicans had control of the legislature, not the Democrats, the Republicans. And who was the governor at that time? It was somebody by the name of Nelson A. Rockefeller, who was a Republican, but he was kind of like a middle-of-the-road type Republican. But we got a lot of stuff done up there during that time. Hang on, Kyle. And caller, Dan the Man, you hang on. We'll get right to you after the break. This is the Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere. We're coming back, and Kathy is going to give you the telephone number right about now.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki. British scientists have identified what they're calling a new strain of coronavirus, which could be leading to increases of infection in that country. Researchers have discovered a variant of the virus that features a mutation in the spike protein that's used to infect humans. They theorize that mutation may make the virus easier to transmit from person to person. U.S. Health and Human Services Secretary Alex Azar says a new strain of coronavirus won't affect the efficacy of the vaccines currently being rolled out. He tells Fox News, viruses change all the time, and the shots available appear to cover for that.
These vaccines don't appear to be impacted by some of these modifications. Viruses do change all the time. What's great about these vaccines is that they seem to be still spot on target with the different strains that we tend to see morphing among the COVID vaccine, yeah. COVID virus.
This is USA Radio News.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
This is Larry Elder, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yes, you are. This portion of the program brought to you by my friends over at Geico Insurance. Geico is spelled G-E-I-C-O, and you can go to their website, geico.com, G-E-I-C-O, geico.com. Type in your zip code and get yourself a cost comparison for your car you're driving, the truck you're driving. Maybe you've got a motorcycle, an ATV, a boat, or an RV, and they'll also take a look at your homeowners and renters insurance because they offer both of that, too. And if you bundle all that together, I'll tell you right now, you save yourself a bunch of money. I've been with them for going on 15 years, and that's all they've done with me is save me money. And by the way, I've got a safe driving record, and every year I get 10% off, knock on wood. There it is, for being a safe driver. So there you go. All right, Kyle Warren has got some news here coming out of Arizona about the Dominion machines. Go ahead, Kyle.
Well, that's right, Captain. Yeah, we had a call during the break asking a question about it, and what we've found so far is that the Arizona State Senate is sending subpoenas about Maricopa County voting machines. These are Dominion voting systems for audits of those machines. Now, it remains unclear who's going to do this because no lab has been agreed upon.
Are they using the word forensic? Audit.
I'm not seeing the word forensic being used here, but simply audits of these Dominion voting machines and systems. Again, they haven't. There's no agreement on who would do it. Or also, there is some question if the Senate has the authority to order the county to conduct such an audit. So stay tuned for this as it'll continue to develop.
We'll keep watching that. Okay. In the meantime, here's our professor emeritus from Lafayette, Indiana, Dan the Man. Good morning, sir.
Good morning. Our first snow of the year. I just got Cleo the Bat in town.
All right. Wow. All right.
But I think it's time for us to play a little politics here, based on, because everything on this election cycle depends on Georgia.
Mm-hmm.
And we can't change the media. It is what it is right now.
Yep.
So we got to take our base in Georgia and electrify it. And we're going to have the Justice Department or the special prosecutor or the special counsel. They're going to have to leak. And they're going to have to leak some of Hunter Biden's laptop, both what he wrote and mm-hmm. the pictures that go with it. Mm-hmm. That's the only way we're going to get people in Georgia to the polls and numbers we need to win.
Yeah, there were some really bad, horribly terrible child pornographic pictures on that computer.
Well, and Stacey Abrams is bragging she's already got, what, 1.3 million paper ballots?
Well, 1.2, but yeah. Uh-huh.
Well, 1.2, okay. Yeah, they're at it again. We're prepared for it, but, you know, if it goes in front of a court, most courts are going to go, you can't suppress the vote. So I figure we'll capture half of that, but it's still way too many fraudulent votes.
Mm-hmm.
And the other thing that's worrying me is, you know, to your listeners, and if you watch Fox and you see McConnell talk, he is talking about the new stimulus bill with state and local,
yeah.
Which means you're bailing out the blue states in big ways, where they should have got these problems they had on their budgets corrected decades ago. The average American, even if you don't live in a blue state, is going to bail them out by billions. Fisker in Illinois wants $2 billion with no strings, no accountability. He wants it straight to, so only he can control that.
Yeah.
I've never heard of such a thing before.
No, it's wrong.
And this has been the most expensive year, bar none, in American history, mm-hmm. 2020. It's not going to be remembered for much, but you're going to pay for this year, 2 or 3 years down the road.
Mm-hmm.
So basically, that's kind of my opinion for the night.
Okay.
You know, leak it if you have to. That's how politics is played. Like the old saying goes, you like sausage, but you don't want to see sausage made.
Yep.
And we've got to get out there, and we've got to rally the troops. I think Purdue will win barely, but I think they're going to get one seat out of
it. Yeah, Loeffler is the one that's concerning me right now.
Yeah. All you have to do is say Wall Street, and that term sticks to her like Velcro.
Yeah. All right, well, Dan,
very smart.
Dan the Man, thank you very much. All right. That's Dan the Man, the professor emeritus here, a political professor emeritus on the program. And, Kyle, I always appreciate Dan's really good comments. Now, when we talk about something, and you talk about the Biden comments and Hunter Biden and his laptop, there's a poll that came out yesterday in Rasmussen. It said the majority of the people believe that the laptop was buried to help Joe Biden win the race. And by buried, they mean hidden out of sight.
Well, of course. And the story of Hunter Biden and his other connections and so forth, that was suppressed. And we know through other polling that it had a palpable effect on the election. Voters who voted for Joe Biden didn't know about this story, and I think it was like 36% of those said, well, they wouldn't have voted for Joe Biden had they known about the story. So this is big time stuff. And of course it helped Biden. Nothing negative was going to come out. I mean, even this, Captain, where you had Jake Tapper of CNN talking, to Dr. Jill Biden, and mentioned something about the numerous gaffes that her husband would make, basically on a daily basis, and she says you can't go there.
Mm-hmm.
And he dutifully said, okay,
yeah.
Well, I'm not going there.
Yeah.
And everything was designed to help Joe Biden cross the finish line.
Now, let's kind of back off a little bit here. There's a lot of terminology doctor popping up here. Is Jill Biden a medical doctor?
I don't think that she's a medical doctor.
No.
But that's her.
She is not. Now, I've had an opportunity to get my doctorate degree if I want to do it. It is a little bit time consuming, and I'm not sure I want to do it. And I don't really know why I would want to do it at this stage of my life. It's not going to help me one way or the other. It would just be a title. And so many people go out to get this doctorate degree because it is a title, and they want to be called doctor. But they are not doctors in the sense that I would think, you know, medical doctor. That's not what they are.
Well, exactly. In other words, it probably means she has like a PhD or something. And
yeah, in whatever, in
yep.
psychology or social services or some liberal thing, believe me.
A doctorate degree.
Yeah, basically. I guarantee it's not business.
Well, but again, it's just, the way that she was able to easily bat away someone from CNN on that, which, in other words, again, it was something that was happening right before our very eyes. This wasn't an esoteric sort of criticism of Joe Biden or something like that. It was just a matter-of-fact thing.
Yeah.
And so, again, coupled with the suppression, the bearing of these things, that all goes together.
Now, let's have a little fun with Joe Biden. You know, he said yesterday, he says, go ahead and vote for, what's his name? Ossoff.
Yeah, well,
man, he's got big arms as big as my legs.
Well, I'm surprised he didn't come out and say hello Cleveland or something like that.
Yeah.
But you know, it's again, this is the same Joe Biden that was on the trail, you know, or I should say in the basement, you know, zooming around the trail or something, but this is the same Joe Biden. Nothing has changed since you confer the title president-elect or the electors meet and vote or any of this stuff. It's always going to be the same Joe, unfortunately, it's not going to be good.
And then in one of Ossoff's speeches somewhere along the line yesterday, because they were out turning around, he said that ICE should make sure that illegal immigrants are paid the minimum wage.
Well, again, I mean,
how about illegal immigrants shouldn't be working to begin with?
Well, I mean, doesn't everybody fill out an I-9 form? As far as I'm
not illegals, a lot of them get paid cash.
Well, exactly. But
under the table.
But this is why we have the requirement. This is why you have to fill out one of those forms, and on it goes. But yet again, they see it as a political a boon to them, and it seems that they think it works, and they keep on doing it.
By the way, we have a little interesting tidbit about Mayor Pete. He's been offered apparently the transportation secretary's position, and he has the title of being Indiana's pothole king.
I know.
For Fort Wayne, Indiana, and the potholes they had there.
It's almost too good. It's just almost too good. But, so if he would get confirmed as Secretary of Transportation, well, you know, he wants to make his way up the ladder, as it were. So, you know, if he could do a good job. But again, it all depends. These kinds of positions can be very detrimental to your political career if things don't go well. You know, sometimes it's better to be Mayor Pete from Indiana, I believe, right? Than he would, maintain some sort of presence on television, commentating and so forth. But, you don't want to establish too much of a record if you really intend to run again.
And as the transportation secretary, he's one of the ones that happens to be pushing, should he become one, he happens to be one of the ones that's pushing for mandatory masks to be worn by bus drivers and passenger airplane pilots.
Well, exactly. Well, I thought we were going to be starting to move towards this vaccine, that would be the thing to help us get back to normal. But
that's what
we're
supposed to do.
Yeah, but watch the goalposts, Captain. They're going to continue to move way down the way.
Yep, they are. Okay, hold that thought. Kyle, we'll be right back. And, folks, we will be right back with the Truckers Highway and Bible Report. We've got a big-time nor'easter brewing going up the East Coast, up through New England, a couple of feet of snow or more in some areas. I'll tell you where.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, buddy. Thank you very much, Donna Fiducia, for doing that for us. By the way, this portion of the program, our Truckers Highway and Byway Report, brought to you by our friends at the Pilot and Flying J Truck Stop nearest you. Give them a shout out. Pull in there. Get yourself a free cup of coffee and a Third Watch, and go in there and find out why they are the nation's largest truck stop chain. And while you're there, consider becoming a member of the Drivers Club. Or if you got a big old RV, you can become a member of their RV club, and you can get points just like everybody else does for buying fuel. You can get points for buying food in the restaurant. You can get points for buying supplies in a trucker store, and all that can be used for discounts down the line or for in their catalog that they have. Either way, the Flying J and Pilot, stop on in there, tell them the captain sent you. Alrighty, here we go. AC/DC. You shook me all night long, a blast in the past there, and thought I'd get that out there and warm some people up as they're up there into the big old bad snow that's up there. I'm going to bring Kyle into here and call her. Hang on. We'll get to you in just a second here. Now, a major winter storm, a nor'easter, is impacting the middle Atlantic and the northeast for the next couple of days here. I'm telling you, this is a barn burner. This is a one-footer, a two-footer, maybe even a three-footer in some of the higher elevations in the Berkshires and the lower Adirondack Mountains and the mountain ranges across Pennsylvania and the mountains down through West Virginia and Virginia. This is not going to be an easy storm to get around. You're going to be in it, and you're going to be really in some big-time snow, especially in the higher elevations. Now, a major winter storm is expected to significantly impact much of the middle Atlantic and northeast on Wednesday into Thursday, and a widespread swath of heavy, wet snow is likely from the central Appalachians into the interior middle Atlantic and the portions of the northeast and southern New England. There's going to be a lot of power outages with this storm if there aren't already, so be prepared. Now, freezing rain and ice are also likely in western North Carolina and southwestern Virginia, and travel is not going to be recommended in a lot of these areas. I-81 is going to be virtually impassable in some areas. I-77 the same. I-70 in some sections. I-64 in some sections. The Pennsylvania Turnpike and I-80. Yep, it's going to be really interesting. And I-84 for that matter, too. Okay, Kyle, what's going on out west?
Well, thank you, Captain. Yes, so we're going to start tonight just south of Phoenix and Tempe. We still have a freeze warning that was there yesterday at this time as well. This is covering parts of I-10 and parts of I-8, again, just south of Phoenix and Tempe, Arizona. In California, though, we do have a dense fog advisory. So if you are coming north on California 99, mm-hmm. This is going up the Central Valley, north of Bakersfield, and a little bit north of Merced as well, as you head towards Modesto. You've got that dense fog advisory should be in place until about 10 a.m. Pacific time on Wednesday morning. So be very, very careful there. This is also encompassing parts of the I-5 freeway that are going to be west of Bakersfield, so you're going to encounter that perhaps there as well. So, again, be aware of that. Winter weather advisory up near Reno and Carson City. This is going to extend all the way up into southern Oregon. As well, so parts of Northern California, Southern Oregon. Then, as we move over towards Idaho, we've got winter weather advisory there. This is going to be in the northern part, about the mid of the state, and also in the southern part of Idaho, in the Boise area. 4th of July pass tonight, Captain. Report snow on the roadway there, so be very, very careful. In Missoula, Montana, we've got winter weather advisory starting there, extending north all the way up through the northern part of the state. And then also high wind warnings. Now, this is around Big Timber along I-90 in Montana. This is going to be east of Bozeman. Also high wind warning. This is going to be around Cody, Wyoming, in addition to Cheyenne and Laramie, Wyoming tonight, Captain.
You got about 70 miles of fog on I-70 in Kansas tonight coming off the Colorado line going inland into Kansas, so be advised, dense fog there. And then that dense fog runs on about a 45-degree angle into the middle part of Nebraska tonight, so be advised of that. We've got some wind warnings down along the Texas coastline with the Gulf down there, some gale wind warnings along the Gulf all the way from the Mexican border all the way up into Tallahassee, Florida. Then we've got some wind watches and warnings across the central part of Missouri, across the northern half of Mississippi, across the eastern half of Kentucky, across the central part of Indiana and the central part of Illinois, and then the snow. Here comes the snow. Winter driving, eastern Ohio, I-70. You're going to be in it all the way to Baltimore. And when you get in those higher elevations of I-70, you're going to be in lots and lots of heavy, wet snow that's going to create a real problem, and the snow is going to pile up really quick. There's areas up there, they're calling for 2 feet of snow between now and Thursday. So be advised. There's areas up in New England, they're talking about 2 to 3 feet of snow. And again, be very careful about that. Now, also, going going up I-81 in Virginia, and coming up out of West Virginia on I-64, I-70, I-77 coming north out of Charlotte tonight. They're going to have winter driving once you get up outside Charlotte and up across I-40 all the way to Greensboro, probably all the way to Raleigh by a couple hours from now. And that 77 stretch all the way up and turn towards Cleveland in Ohio, you're going to have winter driving advisories and a winter storm warning through the majority of West Virginia and Virginia as you go up 77. So be careful. The West Virginia Turnpike tonight is not going to be a good road to be on. And then New England, as I said, higher elevations, winter storm warning there. Connecticut, Massachusetts, southern part of Vermont and New Hampshire and elsewhere, you've got winter driver conditions all across the area. I-90, Albany East, all the way to Boston, you're going to be in a winter storm, so be advised of that. All right, Kyle, hang on a minute. Okay, caller. There you are. This is Kentucky on the line, right?
Yes, sir.
What's up?
Well, here in eastern Kentucky, we're getting ready, hopefully, maybe, for old Santa Claus. And I hope not, but, you know, God bless all those truckers and people that have to get out there on the road, because we don't know. You know, the weather in Kentucky, it may be 80 degrees tomorrow. You just never know.
Okay.
Anyway, God bless you and your show.
All right, thank you very much. Okay, we appreciate that, and that's the Kentucky Colonel. But anyway, Kyle, yeah, Kentucky tonight, we're not talking about snow as much as we are wind. Over to the east of Kentucky, however, West Virginia and Virginia, it's a totally different story.
You're exactly right, yes.
Yeah, so now the other thing is they're supposed to be carrying chains when they go out west. This is a chain season where the chain laws are into effect. And this might not be a bad idea for you guys and gals that might have some problems, because I'm telling you, the temperatures are dropping, the winds are picking up, you got gale winds all along the coastline. This is going to be a real mess. And where it's not snowing, it's going to rain hard, really hard. All right, Kyle, hold that thought. Folks, we're coming back with hour number two right after the top of the hour news break.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.